Midtown Glass, how may I help you?
Hi, Galen.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, calling from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. We have a call scheduled around this time to review the options available for upgrade for you. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah. How long will it take?
It depends on if you qualify for the position or not. I mean, it could take anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
Is this a good
time?
Yeah,
go ahead. We'll play it by you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't want to upset the apple cart if you got work going on or something, you know?
That's okay. I'll do it while I'm talking to you.
Okay. All right. So one of the first things that we want to make sure is that you qualify for things in this area. So what we're looking at is, do you have a minimum of 50,000 general liability insurance and the Pennsylvania State Home Improvement Contractors Registration?
We have a contractor's license. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct. It's called the legal term is the contractor's registration. Sorry. And do you carry the insurance as well?
Yeah, we have the insurance through MMG.
Okay, cool. And then do you have, I'm sure you have no felonies, right, in the last 7 years?
No.
Right. Okay. All right. So the upfront cost on Google Guarantee is a one-time $250 application fee, and then there is cost per qualified lead beyond that with an activation budget. Have you done a search for glass repair, glass install, any of those keywords, and seen at the top of the page where it will show the sponsored ads of Google Guarantee?
No, I haven't actually seen them.
Okay. Well, if you were to go to Google, which obviously you're busy right now, so it wouldn't be an optimal moment for you to do that. But if you do and you go in there and you put, you know, glass repair, or you're putting in any of the keyword services of what you're providing, you're going to see a few listings come up at the very top. And those are the sponsored Google Guarantee listings. There's 20 different organizations that could be listed here in this particular section on the first page of Google, and this is pay-per-lead. So Google created their own pay-per-lead program, and the advantages to this over other pay-per-lead programs are you don't share the position or the lead. It's exclusive, and the calls come directly to you. When the call comes to you, you're only paying for qualified leads. So the caller has to be requesting estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, or they have to be setting an appointment with you in order for it to be considered a qualified lead. All other instances are unqualified. So sales, solicitation, spam, robo, somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for services that you don't provide. All those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, Galen, because we want to make sure that you are receiving the quality calls. So when you're listed in this particular section and it comes through, your activation budget would be charged the lead cost. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get your organization background checked, and in order to ensure that you have the license and insurance, they have this application process that could take 4 to 8 weeks. It does not always or even usually take that long. It's usually people who drag their feet that see it take that long. The application itself takes about 10 minutes to fill out. It takes us about 15 minutes to begin the process. Beyond that, there is going to be like a point in time where you have to send in a photocopy of your ID via text message, just a couple of small tasks. But all in all, it's a pretty painless process. It's just a matter of getting us the information when we need it. If you do that, you can be approved in a much faster rate, okay?
And how much is, like, the per lead charge then?
Yep, that's what I'm going to next. So cost per qualified lead is going to be $96 with an activation budget of $1,252. So once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we contact you and we're like, hey, we're ready to activate the leads. If you're ready to turn the leads on, then you pay the $1,252 budget. And the leads will begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week if they're left idle. And the $96 would come off of the $1,252 every time the lead is considered qualified. Now, You are in control of this. So, for example, you turn the leads on. You can take just a couple of leads. Say you take two leads in a week and now you're booked up or you're busy, or maybe you're going to go on vacation for a month, or for whatever reason you want to pause the leads. You have the ability to pause the leads, and that's where the budget stops financially. It will continue to roll over until, I'm sorry, what?
Well, I was just thinking, because it's $96 a lead, but a lot of our business isn't like, you know, we don't clear enough to pay that much for a lead.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, it absolutely makes sense. And again, you know, just because that's the price of the package and that's the cost per lead doesn't mean that that particular thing is going to be a good fit for you. That's why we call and we go over it with you, so that you're able to determine which one is going to be very best for you. Absolutely. Yeah. There's lots of options available to you. Like, we can go Google Ads. We could add in Facebook Ads. You also have availability through, are you advertising with Yelp currently?
No.
Okay. Yelp Ads is also an option for your organization. We are a partner directly to Yelp, so we have the ability to run Yelp Ads. Just really depends on what it is exactly that you're looking for. I mean, obviously, you're looking for more clients. That's not lost on me.
Uh-huh.
But what type of clients it is that you're looking for? Are you looking for service calls? Are you looking for... You know, just depending on what it is specifically that you're looking for. So, the next option that they have available here for you was, they said, to review the Google Ads option. So with Google Ads, what you're looking at is a minimum budget of $300. When you pay the $300 budget, the first month you receive additional $130 coupon. So basically $130 in free ads. This budget does go ahead and run monthly. You have the ability to stop it if you chose not to continue the ads going. But a lot of our clients really like this, because what it does is it gives you a second position on the first page of Google within the Google Ads section. So that's at the top and again at the bottom. So you get multiple positions with this. And what it does is it drives the traffic directly to the website, and the website drives the traffic directly to the phone call or the form fill on your site. So with this, people will be seeing that you're listed there. It will have the specific keywords listed within the ad. So for example, if you're doing mirror replacements or installation, I'm just throwing a keyword out there. I'm not even sure if that's what you, if that's, you know, a specialty for you, but let's just say you're doing mirror replacements. And that is going to be highlighted within the ad. So when somebody clicks on that portion, what happens, Galen, is that it will take them directly to that spot on your website, so they can read about what it says on your site regarding that particular service that you provide. Okay? So it's direct traffic. It's not like ambiguous, kind of like how Yelp can be a little more ambiguous, or some of these other ones can be a little more ambiguous, because it's just driving it directly, taking them directly to your website with your phone number, your information. Right. Facebook ad is done with a $200 investment, so it is a little bit less, and you do get very similar results, but it's retargeting from Facebook. So the cool thing here is everything that we attach to your Google listing, your Google Ads, if you chose Google Guarantee, which I understand the cost per lead is a bit steep for you, your Facebook ads, anything that we attach additional as far as search engine marketing goes with additional ad spend, that's going to retarget directly from your Google profile. So every time somebody is in a zip code that you're targeting and they're looking for one of those keywords, it's going to automatically retarget back the next time they're on Facebook, or the next time they go to a different spot on Google. It's going to retarget them back, and it's going to flash your ad. It's going to give your information, because it's an area that you're targeting and they looked for that particular keyword.
Gotcha.
Which one of those other services, the Facebook ads or the Google ads, sounds better to you?
Well, I've used the Facebook ads myself.
What was your result?
It wasn't bad. A lot of people see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a nice, you know, hit them once and
right
type of deal.
Well, with ours, they don't hit them once, though. So the cool thing about this and the difference between running it yourself, with all due respect, is, you know, if I compare it kind of like to changing your own oil or even your job, right? Even your level of expertise. Like, there's no way in the world when I had the front mirror broken in my kit in my bathroom that I was going to replace it myself. I called an expert because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm probably going to cut myself and I'm going to do it wrong, right? Like, I could attempt to do it myself and I could probably see okay results. I can watch some YouTube videos and I could figure it out. Or I could call you for a small fee. I know that it's done correctly, right?
Right.
It's kind of the same thing with running your Facebook ads. You can see decent results. It's not rocket science. And like you said, hit them once and move on. But with the way that our ads work with retargeting, it's not hit them once and move on. What we do here is it actually runs it in five different ways. So we have the ad automatically retarget. It shows different pictures. It has different criteria. So that way, when they're looking through the Facebook after they've been on Google for targeting, it's going to automatically target back with different, more attractive photos. And it's going to do the automatic shuffle because of the way the AI is now included with the ads. So it does change it because we have that level of expertise and effort to go ahead and retarget them. Plus, we do form fill. So with form fill, what's happening is when they go to Facebook and they get retargeted, they click on your ad, it uploads a form for them to fill out, their name, their phone number, what it is exactly that they're looking for, their contact information. So that gets sent over to you directly from the ad. So you get that contact information. A lot of times it does result in a phone call, but at very least it results in that form fill. So when you make that phone call back to the client, you know exactly what it is that they're looking for.
Right.
You don't have to go as much middleman. You already know like where you're going to be able to come in with your price point and all the different things depending on what the needs of the, you know, the context of the information. So our clients see a better result when they have it with us because we retarget it from the Google listing, the regular Google listing that you have with us as well.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Yeah, let me think about it and see what, you know, what we want to do as far as that goes.
Okay.
That one certainly sounds better than the other one.
Okay.
But let me think about it and see, you know, where we want to go and what we're, you know, what the future is going to hold here and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is what is it exactly that you're looking for so I can find a way to solve that problem for you?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
And that's, you know, part of the problem because I'm not really sure exactly yet what I'm looking for. You know, when I went with Local Splash, I was hoping that they were going to take care of a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have.
Right.
Just getting all the calls and everything. And that, but it looks like, you know, there's still a piece missing.
Mm-hmm.
Even with what they did. And, you know, I don't know.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. So when you started with us 8 months ago, you started with one of our basic packages, which is built to get you up off the ground. I'm assuming you had very little online presence prior to that, correct?
Well, we really haven't gotten, I mean, our business hasn't increased from being with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a total of, I think, like 33 referrals since
mm-hmm.
we started with them.
Right.
So, and of those 33, I don't know off the top of my head how many of them actually became
paid jobs,
you know, clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I certainly reached out to all of them, but
sure,
you know, that was it. And I'm, you know, I'm kind of locked in with legal or local splash now because, you know, I can't just go, oh, well, I don't want to use you anymore because then everything, my Facebook, you know, my webpage and everything will go away.
Right. I understand what you're saying. Absolutely. But we want you to be happy here. So, and happy with the results, Galen. So the thing is the service radius of the Google local map, it naturally covers about 5 to 10 miles. That's what it naturally covers. And it has given you decent exposure for you to get 33 calls within, let me see here. So you're going with this 8 months, 33. That puts you at about 4 calls a month if we're just doing averages, right? And hopefully with something like that, you're getting additional referrals and different information from other clients and getting a lot of word of mouth and things like that. But what this Google local map section is doing, what you currently have with us, is it's saturating that local area. But in order to reach them further, it has to be supplemented with either Google ads or Facebook ads or Google Guarantee, Yelp ads, different, some other type of ad to make it a little more flashy, to get a little more flair on it. You have 25 five-star reviews, which is absolutely beautiful. Congratulations to you and your team for making that happen, because by doing that I can see that your local listing has been around for quite some time. It's not something that Local Splash created for you. We're just providing it with the programming that's going to anchor it there. Like, some of these reviews are even 6 years old, 9 years old. So you've been doing a great job for a very long time is what I'm saying here. But if you do something, like say you gave the Facebook ads a roll for a couple months, or even just you gave it 30 days and you're like, you know, you give it 30 days or you want to give it, you know, 2 months, 3 months, then you're able to see the results. And if for any reason you didn't absolutely love it, then we do have the ability to remove it. You're not locked in with something that you're not sure that you want to continue with, if that kind of makes sense.
Right.
You know, so I believe that you would see great results from this. I believe that you would love the Facebook ads. So it would allow you to kind of get further exposure. It is one of the lesser priced options that's available to you. As you know, the cost per lead is quite expensive. And with something like the Facebook ads, you're going to get great exposure, because the thing about the Facebook ads is the cost per click on it is very inexpensive for my organization. It's between 5 and 20 cents per click, very, very low. And then what we do is we automatically retarget it. So you get a rotation of the ads that are coming through and retargeting off the Google profile, and that's going to give you greater exposure to the specific zip codes and areas that you want to come up in as well, because it's very targeted.
All right. Okay, well, let me think about that one, because that one does sound much better.
Okay.
And what is the initial investment on that one?
I would start you, the initial investment is $200. That's where we get the Facebook ads going at. And then from there, you can increase or you can decrease, but we like to give it a strong push out the gate. If you want to do the Google ads, it's a $300 investment, and those ads get additional $130 coupon on the front end for the first month. So you get $430 worth for the first 300.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me think about those and see which one would make more sense for us.
Okay.
And
when should I call you back?
Maybe how about next week one day?
Okay. All right. So you want me to call you back like next Monday or Tuesday, or what are you thinking?
Probably Tuesday, because Mondays were actually closed.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, a call back next Tuesday around, does the same time work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.